Yeah, Vogue from Madonna to start us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past six on this Monday, 13th of January.
Yeah, January. Yeah, thankfully it's nearly over, but Storm Brendan is coming to remind us it's January later today.
Yeah, that's
seems
bad.
Seems like he's in a bit of a bad mood. Flood defences are going up.
Yeah, that came out of sort of nowhere, did it? Like, I didn't hear about it until last night.
I was sitting in my ma's yesterday and we were commenting on what a lovely day it was. I was out with the dogs for a bit. It was wet now and warm. So, yeah. Of course, I loved it. So, I was in the park with the dogs having a great day. As opposed to the day weirdos like you would like, you know, where it was like 90 mile an hour wind and cold the day before.
But it was bright.
But it was bright, yeah. Oh, God, it was bright. So, I was commenting and I says, I wonder what it's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I looked at the app and I saw the wind and I went, jeez, this thing's after breaking. What's and then I got one of those emails that goes around, you know, with the Coast Guard ones. And it's like, what the hell? Flood defences.
Flood alert!
They're closing down the beaches and the whole lot.
There's an email in this morning, actually, from about the port stuff. Public notice about Dublin Port Company. Closures for Great South Wall and North Wall. North Bulwall Bridge.
Yeah.
From 11 o'clock this morning or something.
I think 12 to half 2, I think it was, it says on there.
Yeah, it says Great South Wall from 11 o'clock this morning and North Bulwall Bridge from 12.
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
There you go. So, and that's going around the whole country. And they're saying now in Galway, Clare, around the West Coast, it could be upgraded to a red alert.
Wow.
At some stage. So good luck everybody now today
You
stay
God
nice
bless
and,
you all.
Nice and dry and warm and everything.
Anyway, quick
as long as you're warm, Jim would be happy.
That's you.
As long as you're bright.
Yeah, as long as it's bright outside. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? speaking of mayhem, the Lily White's been on to say he wants everybody to spare a thought from today. He doesn't say why, though. But he just says, City Centre doing shop deliveries. Please apologise to everyone around O'Connell Street and Abbey Street for the expected mayhem and disruption. Now, either the Lily White doesn't really know where he's going.
Yeah.
Or he's had a very excessive weekend. And he's not in control of himself.
Or he's got a huge lorry. He's going to be stopping in the middle of the road everywhere.
That could be it too.
So maybe that's it.
That
I don't know.
That could be it too. Also, this is very cruel. Dexter of Dundalk has been on.
Yeah.
To say, please, let me pass on my regards to Paul the Villa fan.
Dexter now does that. That's mean-spirited now.
Yeah.
At least they got one back. Did you see any of that?
I 6-1. Saw some of it, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. What a kicking that was. And I was only looking at the league table before the game thinking Villa have a chance here now, they're out of the relegation zone. Whoa.
Yeah, it went downhill very fast, that one. Very
yeah
fast.
It really did. Yeah, talking anyway. About class. If only you do it against Liverpool, you shower of feckers. And we might not be laughing. It's Liverpool United at the end of this week, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't be overly looking forward to that one.
No. I think I'm washing my head that day.
Yeah. I may have something else to do. No, I didn't get to see it. So don't. No point in even talking God. About it.
I hope we're in here pretending we never said any of this next week.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine it though.
Anyway, JP, good morning to you. I see Jurassic Greg there. Who's this? This is Dean in Newbridge. Morning to you. Laubert,
how you doing, Laubert? What's the story there?
Checking in. Martin the Trucker. Antoinette wants to know if you're raging about the Bows game being changed.
I'm not very happy about it, yeah. But there you go.
I assume it was because you lot can't be trusted
it's
to not fight with each other.
The guards getting all upset thinking it's much better than if they drink for a whole day instead of just one evening.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Margaret, who's not feeling good, she's full of the cold and sniffles today. I feel your pain, Margaret.
There's an awful lot of that going around. Have you still got a nose for the goo?
Yeah, I went on Friday and I got the whole anti-everything's in
Did
the world.
Did you get any sleep? There's the big question.
Got a little bit over the weekend.
Oh, yay!
In small bits.
Oh, at least you're on your way back to normality.
Hopefully. But yeah, I was talking to Neville. You know where Neville?
Yeah, that's in Bali.
He's back now.
Oh, thank God for that. I hate when he's enjoying himself.
You know the way we were wishing all bad sort of stuff on him?
Yeah.
Apparently he got some sort of bite and it's all after flying up into a rash.
I'm delighted.
They're talking about possible hospitalisation.
That's fantastic news. He has to go to the hospital and everything.
The only reason I mention it is because apparently the Dubs doctor, who was on the trip obviously, said that he has never, ever seen the amount of people with the old dose of Lurgy seen this year.
That's great that he has it. I hope his bum runs like the Dublin Marathon for a week.
There's Nipper checking in. God, haven't heard from Nipper in a while. And also, who's this as well? I don't know who that is. Oh, Daryl, it must be. There you go. Morning to you, sir.
Morning,
anyway, listen,
fella.
087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Birthday's on the way.
Hey, 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 hey!
Not a bad selection for you today. I think you might be okay today. And okay. There's one I've put in, and it's literally specifically for you. Everybody else is going to go, who's that?
Oh, very good.
And you'll nail it, I guarantee it.
Deadly. I'm into this now. This is a great crack.
What could possibly go wrong? Simple Minds. We were handing out tickets to go along and see Simple Minds in the Breakfast Table Quiz last week. That's Don't You Forget About Me. Right, are you ready for some birthdays? Let's do this for
Let's
you,
Let's do
right?
this. I
think this is going to be good. There's a good selection for you here.
Right.
I'm trying to
shake the spanners loose in my head.
Right, okay, here we go. First up for you is the man who was born as Graham McPherson, but to you, PJ Gallagher.
What sort of name is that?
A massive fan. A man you're such a big fan of, you would actually leave your house and go and watch him.
What is this? An F1 driver, is it?
No. Suggs!
Ah, Suggs! Is
Suggs
that his real name?
Of Madness.
That's not his real name.
Graham McPherson.
Ah, would you stop?
No,
I'm so
serious.
Glad I haven't known that my whole life listening to them.
You haven't known it?
No, I'm so glad I haven't. I've never, do you know something? It's never dawned on me until this very moment that the man has a real name.
Yeah, that he wasn't born.
Yeah, they just Suggs. What's the second name? I don't know. It's like, yeah. Just Suggs. It's like Prince or something.
And Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, what a crowd. I went to their gig last year.
To be fair to you, you must have had to walk about a solid two and a half minutes.
Yeah. It was a whole 120 seconds from the house. I walked across the road, went to it was just fantastic. And it's not like, they're just so good. Is there even a bad song by Madness? I don't think so.
Not among the hits. I mean, you'd know a lot more of it than I would, being a proper fan.
Well, I didn't know his name. But I do.
Yeah, there is that. But still, let's move on from that.
Yeah, that's nothing got to do with the music or anything.
Exactly.
I did see them once, though, in The Point. And I do remember being very disappointed. And it was in... They were in what was... Was it known as The Point Depot at the time?
Yeah,
it
probably
well
would have been, yeah.
And they were jarred, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. They were practically tumbling around the place. They were so jarred.
Right.
And we left going, I wish I didn't see that now. but I saw them in Dunleary then. And they were absolutely brilliant.
And the bars were closed.
And the bar, well, I don't know about that. I think they're just grown up a little bit. So I'm going to say Suggs. Jeez, he's not a young fella anymore. God, when you think their first hit was like 1977 or something, was it? Jeepers. I'm going to say he's like 63.
Not too bad, 59.
I can't believe he's in
59.
His 59. He was what then, 16 or 17?
He probably was very young when he started.
Like, how do you find a 14-year-old saxophone player in Camden when you're trying to form a band like that? Do you know what I mean?
10 a penny in Camden.
Jeepers. Yeah, you don't have a mate that plays the trumpet. Yeah.
Absolutely, I've got four of them.
There's like about 12 of them in that band and growing all the time. Unbelievable.
Right, this one might be slightly more... Actually, no, it shouldn't be more difficult for you. Stephen Hendry.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Sure you must have watched the snooker.
We all watched the snooker when he was
Once
the young lad. He was
exactly.
He was the kid.
Yeah, spotty kid as well he was.
Yeah, he was coming out.
The nerdiest looking.
And when he beat Davis, when he beat Steve Davis, it was like the whole world was like, what?
Yeah, that was incredible.
He beat, what was it
Because he did, he looked like a lad. He looked like a spotty Macaulay Culkin just coming out to kind of...
Spotty Scotty.
Yeah.
That's what he was. He was a spotty Scotty Culkin. Wasn't he?
He was
a spotty Scotty Culkin.
Tell you, a boy could play, the lad plays snooker.
Oh, he could. You're telling me he could do things with his cue.
What do you mean? Seven or eight world championships or something, isn't he?
Something like that. I don't know. There was that era, and then
seven, I think.
I don't know.
Davis six, and he's seven.
Jeez, I don't know.
No,
honestly,
maybe
I don't know.
Somebody out there, know. Anyway, we're more interested in how old he be.
I still think Steve Davis would be better cracked than him anyway.
Yeah.
Who knew he was good cracked? That was the whole thing. He was the most boring man in the world. And then it turns out when you quit snooker, he was actually great cracked the whole time.
Yeah.
Just had a mad level of concentration that you couldn't break.
And, like, celebrated the fact that he was boring. Brilliant.
Yeah. Used to love it, yeah. Spitting Image Puppet was particularly
the best one ever.
Very funny.
One of the best ones ever, yeah.
I'd say, Stephen Hendry is now like 55.
Not bad. 51. 51. Right, what about Orlando Bloom?
Oh, hold on, which one is he? I'm thinking of Joaquin Phoenix again.
Orlando Bloom is the lad from Pirates of the Caribbean.
No,
you know
that's
that lad?
Johnny
look,
Depp.
No, with him. That's he's in
the
Lord of the
office.
Rings. He's in Lord... What? No. That's totally different. No, Orlando Bloom's the good-looking sort of, you know, other guy, Bootstrap's son or whatever he's called in it. And then he was in Lord of the Rings.
Who's he in that?
I can't remember who he is.
Lord of the Rings and Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, if ever you're going to, you know, pick a couple of movies to know what an actor
looks
like.
Is Orlando Bloom not really well known? No.
I know his name. I can't for the life of me picture what his head is like. Does he look out like your man Frodo Baggins?
No. No. Well.
No.
No
Harry Potter sort of vibe off him.
He would be. He'd be impish, I suppose.
Impish. He's an impish. Is he an elf or like?
No. Oh. No, not at all. How am I supposed to do? I was literally about to give away his age by saying something really, really stupid.
Go on, say it and I'll have a go. Go on, say what you're going to say.
I was about to say, well, no, he's not an elf. I'm sure he's only the same age as you.
Oh, it's a tough one. Is he 44?
He's 43.
Ah, well, that's not the same age. That's not the same age.
I meant in a rough general area.
That's like when you hold a bone in front of a dog and he goes when you dunk him on the head with it.
Right, here's one that'll make it up for you. Mark Bosnich.
What?
There you go. A bloke who pretended to be a goalkeeper for
a long
while.
Time.
Yeah, he was a fat Australian lad who pretended to be a goalkeeper
for a while. Yeah, fantastic. How did he get away?
And you know, they still
with...
ask his opinion on things.
I know.
Why?
I have no idea why they ask his opinion on stuff. Maybe because he's a better... Because I suppose they know he's a good talker. Like, he did convince the world he was a goalkeeper for a very long time.
Yeah, he did. And like, big sides, you know, Villa, Chelsea, yeah. United. He convinced them all that he
was one of those that he... when.
And the only reason he chose goalkeeping was because he could stand still.
First name on the team sheet. So if you'd be looking forward to a game, you'd see... Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then he got banned in 2002 for his drugs test. Failed a drugs test.
Did he? I don't remember that at all. Well, I suppose so. He was bored out of his mind. You might as well be doing drugs back there. It's not as if he was busy in the guy.
I'll tell you something. The one thing you can be sure of, they weren't performance enhancing drugs. Yeah. That's for sure.
He's not much older than me either.
No, probably not a huge amount.
47?
48.
Ah!
Not bad. And then this is the one, right, that everybody else will probably go, who's that? But not for you. Julia Louis Dreyfus.
What is this now? He's really trying.
Try a second. You said you were a massive, massive fan of this show.
Yeah, what's the show?
Seinfeld.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that it was Seinfeld, did you?
Well, you're meant to know because she's the actress in it.
I'm a big fan of Madness. So I hadn't a clue who Graham MacDougall or whatever his name is.
MacPherson.
Yeah, you see? So that's what's that got to do with it? I don't be learning all the things about it.
I thought you'd be all over this.
Oh, yeah. No, she's fantastic. She plays Elaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's in Veep as well. Did you ever watch Veep?
No.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. She's deadly. Oh, she's fantastic in it.
Were you not, like, is Seinfeld not one of your... Up there
oh,
with
yeah,
Cheers.
It's all
like,
big time, yeah. It's all top five shows of all time, yeah. But sure, like, next thing you ask me if I to tell you what Larry David's real name is, I don't have a clue. I don't be getting too bad into it. I just enjoy it for what it is.
But is it not Larry David, no?
Oh, here we go now. This is idiot shaming on the radio. I gotta say she's like 53.
59.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, 59.
Well, no. She. Remember we were talking about Brian Cowan last week? And we were like saying he doesn't, you know the way you're like 50 and like him standing next to you now, you'd be calling.
Yeah.
He's sped up a little bit there now. You know the way? Now she looks very, very good. What's she, 59?
59 according to this.
She looks fantastic now.
Fair play.
Deadly. 59?
Yeah. Her and Suggs are the same age and you didn't know either one of them.
Didn't know their names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, just people I'm related to, I don't know their names. They're still nice people.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
6:34. Thanks a million, Tara. How are you feeling?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your story?
Calm before the storm.
Just going to say.
Indeed, isn't it, Jeff? What's the story then? He's coming to batter us all, as Brendan.
Brendan is going to batter us.
It sounds nasty the way you're saying it there.
It really does. And it reads very, very nastily as well, I have to say. But then, you know, there's a lot of criticism of Met Aaron lately of issuing alerts, and then they don't come to much, and then sometimes they mightn't issue an alert.
And then all hell breaks
loose. Well, like Salt Hill the last time, people were going mad, the alerts weren't on time, and all the cars and houses destroyed with the flood.
So is this thing supposed to be in full swing at roughly the time we're going home and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, they're saying kind of midday around Dublin, or just before midday.
Yeah, obviously, PJ will be long gone by then, but...
I'll be sitting here over a bowl of rice, acting like I'm
stinking
working.
The rest of us out with his stew of rice and tuna. That's what he'll be doing.
Okay, I'll go home.
Go now, actually. Go now.
For safety reasons.
A lot of people are hoping and praying that it's going to be upgraded to a red alert, because that'll mean they don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
And what's the crack is some of the western counties, are they in danger of a red alert?
They haven't said that. They've said marine areas. So, I mean, who's going out to sea this morning?
Mentioned Narnia at all?
They haven't. No, not in this weather bulletin, James.
Well, that's okay.
You never know. I'll keep an eye on that one for you.
Appreciate that.
I love the way they say marine areas. Have a cover on your back, like Ireland.
Yes,
we're in Ireland.
The circumference of the country.
If you happen to be on an island somewhere in Ireland today,
you could be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah. Like Tom, you're keeping it vague and out of trouble. That'll do it for you. All right.
Right. So Brendan's a coming.
Brendan's a coming.
Yeah, Europe, the final countdown. We'll play that in honour of Storm Brendan. The impending doom of Storm Brendan that's going to approach.
Yeah, we're all...
Final countdown.
In fairness to Mikey, he made a good point there. He says, as much as we dread it and everything, there's always a bit of excitement around the storm. What's going to happen?
Big weather event always brings out
a bit of the drama and all that. Now, and then when it passes, and hopefully it's going to pass and we'll all go, what were they talking about? That was a nothing. Hopefully.
Yeah, better to be like that. But
be safe today. Be very safe. It does look like it's going to be gusty. 130k winds, they're saying, in some parts. So please stay off the coast and cliffs and whatever the hell.
Brendan is listening with Anne-Marie in Iceland at the moment. They're listening on the app. And they're waiting for a flight back home. So they're hoping one Brendan doesn't affect the other, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. Well, hopefully that works out all right for you. I wonder what the story is there.
With the old flights and stuff.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, you imagine with winds like that, that'd be not too pleasant.
There's been a couple of storms over the years since we've been here that they've had to stop flights in the airport, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Definitely happened a couple of times. But I don't know. Look, we're the ones going mad now. It's an orange alert. Let's everybody...
Should we wait and see?
Be very
what time is it meant to kick in from?
Calm down at the same time.
Is it 8 o'clock it kicks in from?
In the morning? I don't know. All I know is the...
And then the closures are from... Well, around the port are around kind of 11 and 12 o'clock.
That's this side of the country, So it's probably, you're probably right. It's probably about a couple of hours earlier, maybe.
Anyway, Tara will have all the details, all the updates. Every half hour, Tara will have an update on the progress or otherwise of Storm Brendan. As we await its arrival. Now, today, what have we got for you? We've got a Double Money Monday, and it's €2,000, people. €2,000 if you can win the hit bit today.
So you'd be mad not to have a go for the hit bit today. Of course, €2,000.
We did ask for a prize, didn't we? Or a clue.
We did, yeah. No.
Wasn't having it.
There were absolutely no moving him at all.
Oh, I tell you, he was adamant.
Andy Bad News and Magic Mike there, they were like the Stasi.
They were collecting
and... What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no
protecting idea. Protecting their secrets. That's what they were like.
So we didn't manage to eke a clue out of them. But
you do get to listen to it as many times as you like on classichits.ie. So we're really sort of pushing that one there. Go to the website, listen to it, and all the wrong answers are there, especially on a Double Money Monday, and especially when you're talking the big money like this.
Yeah, €2,000. Very tasty. Also, of course, we'll have a brand new prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Tell you more about that later on. And also today, right... It's an opportunity for our very own vitamin superhero, Omega Arrow, otherwise known as PJ Gallagher. By day, mild-mannered radio presenter. By night, a vitamin super-busting hero, Omega Arrow.
Yeah.
He's going to be asking... We've got questions related to vitamins. Let me just kind of give you the...
Vitabiotics.
A rough gist, right? It's vitabiotics. They're well range. And basically, we have an opportunity for you to answer a question, win yourself a really cool hamper, and then go into the draw at the end of the week for a really big prize, which is a weekend getaway, luxury getaway to Wineport Lodge. And there's spa treatments and everything involved. So, you know, if you know your body bits, could be the one for you.
Could be the one for you, yeah. And in fairness, I'm looking at the questions here.
Yeah.
I have them all for the week, actually, in front of me.
Because, naturally, you are our vitamin superhero.
I am Omega Arrow Quizmaster General, one of my superhero powers. And I'd say it's well worth having a go. I think they will all be answerable.
I wouldn't regard them now as too tough, I have to confess.
And even if they are very tough, you know, unlike Magic Mike and Scabby Old Bad Andy Bad News, we will give you clues.
Yeah, when you've got Omega Arrow on your side,
how could you fail?
All of that, and who knows what else will be going on. We'll keep you up to speed with Storm Brendan and all that shenanigans. And if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. George Michael and Faith here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, 13th of January, as we await the arrival of Storm Brendan. And actually, Magic Mike was just saying to us, listen, wherever you are around the country, right, if you've started to kind of notice, or as you notice, the arrival of Storm Brendan, if you've got a particular kind of update for us, will you use the kind of voice messaging thing on the WhatsApp and let us know so that we can hear it from you straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak? If you give us a little update, if there's some sort of issue that you encounter as the morning goes on, then stick it on the old voice kind of message bit on the WhatsApp and bash it into us on 087-188-0008.
Whatever part of the country you're in. We'd love to hear whatever part of the country you're in. See the way they were giving out yesterday, because Met Air and released a map.
Yeah.
The orange weather alert for all of Ireland tomorrow, but the six counties were still in the regular colour.
Oh, yeah.
So people, of course, Twitter being Twitter, the hour, people are like, well, that does not say, except for says, not all of it in that map. Although it was very funny, nobody
you can
seemed
even
to notice.
Bring politics into the weather.
I know, yeah, but what nobody seemed to mention or notice was it was the 26 counties that were orange for a change.
Yeah.
While the six counties weren't, so there you go.
Anyway, listen, if you have any updates for us, as I say, rather than just kind of maybe giving us a quick text or whatever, just, you know, give a shout into the old voice message facility on WhatsApp and bash that into us, 087-188-0008. Now, someplace where Storm Brendan won't be hitting, you know.
Absolutely not. Big night on TV last night. Absolute monster of a night. Of course, the long-awaited Love Island. It's become the most watched thing on television. It's absolutely outrageously
It is a
popular.
Phenomenon. Like, it is kind of...
And there was a lot to see
obviously
last
Obviously bypassed
night.
Us by.
Yeah.
Well, certainly me, anyway.
Well, this is it now. You know what I mean? Everyone's talking about it. Caroline Flack, of course, is gone. Laura Whitmore is on. She was saying she received a text message just before they went on air to wish her good luck. All eyes were on it. There's this lad on it. There's been a lot of controversy about Ollie Williams is his name. His family were ex-aristocrats. And, of course, you know the way now they go through your Twitter for 20 years. So now they found pictures of him. He's a trophy hunter. You know, he's a bloodthirsty trophy hunter.
No
is what
way. He shoots animals and stuffs them and all.
Well,
that's, you
know, there's pictures
hunter.
Of him standing next to dead
God.
Animals. And then they're saying, no, he only shoots sick animals. This is what they're saying. He only culls sick animals.
Because he's a rubbish shooter and he can only get the sick ones.
Yeah, well, there's all this. I don't know what the story is, but this is it. It's all started. It's all begun. There was all kinds of drama. Bubbly beefcakes and blondes.
What?
And
bubbly beefcakes?
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm trying to say the words. I don't know. I have no interest in this. That's my problem. I'll be honest with you now.
I assume we're not the target market.
Well, I'm... they don't... Well...
To be honest with you, like...
Middle-aged.
But that's the other thing about it, right? If somebody said to you, do you watch Love Island?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the correct answer to that is. And I'm not talking about it from a... because, to be perfectly honest, they're all scantily clad and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if men of our age, BJ, should admit to be watching any of that sort of shenanigans.
I don't know if it would do anything for me anyway. Like, I'd be... You know, I'd be looking at it and I'd just be jealous of the cocktails. You know, I'd be thinking...
Yeah. The sun.
Where's that? Is that Lanzarote? It's not for me. There's no avoiding that it's like the most popular thing on TV.
But it does seem to be across the board is what I'm saying. Like, it, you know, you would have thought that it would be a younger demographic.
Yeah.
But it's not really. It's kind
my
of
my ma watches it.
That's what I'm saying. My it
ma
goes across.
She will not miss it. That woman is 82 years old. She will not miss Love Island. She's mad for the bubbly beefcakes. Mad for the bubbly beefcakes. She loves sitting down. She's there. I'm going to see what the bubbly beefcakes are up to tonight and which one of them
Fair
chooses
play.
The other one and all right. of that. She's mad for a bit of bubbly beefcake. To be honest, I'm more... I tell you what I did watch last night.
You'd be more inclined for a slice of meatloaf. than a bubbly beefcake.
For a slice of real cake.
Yeah.
So I'd be more into me real cake. And I watched a bit last night for the first time this year of the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, right, okay.
I did see a bit of that. My only complaint is this. I was watching it for 15 minutes and I hadn't seen a dance. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know what I mean.
There was interviews and
the rehearsal time, and then you're going into the ads, and then you're going, and this fella does be doing the wiggling. And, oh my God. And then there's more ads. I was like, I'm here for the dancing. I'm here for the dancing. And right. Then a Nordy woman, I don't know who she is. I was watching it. I was too frustrated to pay attention. She did her dance. It was all over very... And yeah, it was... Then I was getting frustrated then. I'm here for Glenda Gilson. I was thinking to myself, why are we not watching Glenda doing the dancing? That's all I could think of.
Was it the ladies' turn last night?
It was the ladies' last night. Okay. It is good now, I will say. It's good crack.
Yeah.
And no bubbly beefcakes in it or anything. And I'm all for that. And it was good. It's good old telly.
Right.
But not enough dancing and too much old faffing around is my only complaint. That's it.
I wouldn't have thought you'd have been a purist. I thought you might have just been there for the general entertainment value. I didn't realise that you like to, you like to see your foxtrots and your salsas and your...
Isn't it amazing? Like, I don't know even the difference between a foxtrot or a salsa. I don't know any of them. But I saw one tango yesterday, right?
There you go.
And they were all like... And one fella goes, you need to bend your knees a bit more. And I was like, he's right there, yeah. They're doing it. They need to bend the knees a bit more now. As if I was thinking that through the whole thing. She's right, yeah. The woman from the north needs to bend her knees a bit more in the tango, I was thinking. Yeah, I agree with that. And then they went to the ads and went, I can't cope with this anymore.
Yeah, Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite here at Classic Hits. 17 and a half minutes past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Actually, you're going to need that number right now because we have a little competition for you this week. All this week, basically, we want to help to keep your family, you and your family, well for this January. It's all thanks to Vitabiotics Well Range. Vitamin support for the whole family. You'll know some of these. You'll have seen the brands around. Well Baby, Well Kind, Well Teen, Well Man and Well Woman. They're very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see them around the place.
See them all over the place, actually.
You get them in your local kind of chemist, your local pharmacy. And basically, the Well Range contains over 20 nutrients to help maintain vitality and wellness. It includes things like vitamin B6 and B12, vitamin D, of course, as well, helping to stay energized, keeping the immune system healthy, all of that sort of stuff. As I say, you'll pick them up at your local chemist, your local pharmacy. And basically, what Vitabiotics and their Well Range have done is they've given us a hamper to give to you every single day this week. And at the end of the week, we've got this luxury weekend getaway to Wineport Lodge. It includes dinner on one of the evenings and two Voya spa treatments, PJ.
Yeah, but we got to do a game of Vitamin Blockbusters first. So if you don't play Vitamin Blockbusters, you get nothing at all.
Mm.
It's important to remember that. Nothing at all if you don't participate.
So if you want to take part in this, right, we're going to need somebody to come on air with us. So if you want to take part in this, just WhatsApp the word WIN and your name to 087-188-0008, okay? WhatsApp WIN and your name, 087-188-0008, if you want to take part. We'll take one person on air.
Take one person on air.
And our super quiz master, Omega Arrow.
Indeed, that is I. We'll ask you a question and the answer, of course. Well, we'll give you a choice. A, B, C, D, or E, you pick one letter. The answer will begin with that letter. See, it couldn't be easier, really. Yeah. And trust me,
and I see what you've done there.
Huge.
All the vitamins. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamins, all that. Very good.
And as far as I'm aware, they don't do a vitamin F, D, F or H or any of them. So it makes it quite easy, really. They do a K. But sure, what's that do? Nothing. Keeps your hair or something. Pointless vitamin. No need to supplement that.
Anyway, so yeah, you'll get a choice of which vitamin you want to go for. And the question, as PJ said, the answer to it will start with that letter. So it'll give you a little bit of a boost, a little bit of a kind of a benefit along the way.
And look, I'll be, you know what I mean? They're not hugely difficult questions.
Are you going to say you'll be cheating, eh?
No, I'm saying I shall be doing everything I can in my power.
Well done.
To make sure they get it right. That's
excellent.
All I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
So guaranteed to win yourself a hamper if you get the question right. You'll then go into the draw for the fabulous luxury break to the Wineport Lodge dinner and those spa treatments as well. All you got to do, if you want to take part, just win and your name to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Yeah, Queen, you're my best friend here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way, of course. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash at that. Double Money Monday, $2,000 today. But ahead of that, we've got another chance for you to win Vitamin Blockbusters.
Oh my God, just to hear this tune alone, I'm glad to be playing this game. I used to love this so much back in the day.
It was always regarded as a sort of like a... The time it was on, it was like a, honest with you, it was a kind of thing that was watched by students and unemployed
people. Oh, Dole TV. It was Dole TV. And it was brilliant because it was so unfair. It was two against one every week.
Yeah.
Every single day, actually, that it was on. But it was fantastic. And we're playing a game very similar now. So as you know, vitamins are a thing. And vitamin A, B, C, D, or E are all very good for the human body.
Absolutely. This, by the way, all with thanks to Visibiotics Well Range. So you'll know all of these things like the Well Baby, Well Kind, Well Teen, Well Man, Well Woman. You'll see them all in your local pharmacy. You can pick them up. They've got 20 nutrients, so you can maintain a bit of vitality and wellness through January for yourself and your family. Vitamins like B6 and B12, vitamin D, all of that sort of stuff, important for the immune system and staying energised and all that. So you'll find them, as I say, your local chemist and pharmacy and all that.
A lot better than the 5 a day on Saturday I had, vitamin Smittix. So we're going with this one. This is going to be much better. Sarah Geraghty is going to play. Hiya, Sarah.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you getting on? Did you have a good weekend,
good.
Sarah?
I did. I just don't want any vitamin P, that's all.
Vitamin.
Vitamin. Yeah, you're not going to choose a P, please, PJ.
No P, please, PJ.
Absolutely. Keep your P to yourself, PJ, if you don't mind.
I never give me P to anyone.
Good. Glad to hear it. So, yeah, that's the way it's going to work, basically. We've got a choice for you. You get to choose what one you want to, which one you want to pick, right? And then the answer to the question will definitely start with that letter. So that'll sort of be a bit of a help as well, okay?
Okay.
Right, now we've got a special quiz master, Omega Arrow, our vitamin superhero here.
Right, so no vitamin P for you, but you do get to pick A, B, C, D, or E. What do you want, Sarah?
Vitamin B, please.
Vitamin B. Right, here's your question. Sarah, what B is in every human body and gives the body its shape? Now, don't spit it out. Yeah. If you're not sure, just go, hmm.
Yeah, go, hmm, for a minute, please, and just think about it.
Right. You may give one to a dog.
Bone.
Yay! There you go.
Fantastic.
So vitamin B, that's done. The hamper is all yours, as you know, and you're still in the draw to go to the luxury getaway to Wineport Lodge. Sorry, I don't know why I said luxury like that. I got all carried away.
Yeah, so nice hamper. All of the Well Range products in there for you. Nice hamper. That's yours guaranteed. And then at the end of the week, of course, we'll do the draw from everybody who's qualified. Wineport Lodge, dinner on one of the evenings, 2 Voya Spa treatments as well could be yours. So well done you, first winner, Sarah, well done.
Happy Monday to you, lads.
No
happy
problem Monday. At all. Cheers, Sarah, have a good day. Take care, bye-bye. There you go, simple as that. Now, the only thing is, B is now ruled out.
It's gone. So yeah, that makes it even easier still. You have even less to select from.
Yeah.
So there you go, so it's A, C, D, E, all the way into the week. Ah, this week's flying in.
Flying in, it is.
Yeah. 20 to 8 in the morning on a Monday.
That's the way
it's
it
nearly
is.
Nearly over.
That's
nearly
way,
over.
That's the way it is for the rest of the week. You get to choose your vitamin, answer the question, win yourself a hamper, and maybe win that fabulous week weekend break to Wineport Lodge. All with thanks to Visibiotics Well Range.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
You're doing a touch of the Mariahs there, were you?
Yeah, doing a little bit of that, whatever that's called, that type of singing. Where
what is that called, that?
Showing off.
Oh,
that's
that
what I that's what I call
enough.
It anyway. You can't hold a one note, you have to do 15 just to show you can. Very annoying, isn't it? Awful old stuff. But there you go, it is the Hit Bit. It is Double Money Monday, and it is €2,000 for you. All for you, of course, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. And we'll bang it into your pockets. Bang it into your pockets. That's what we'll do. So Fred is going to go first. He's in Dublin this morning. Hey, you, Fred.
Oh, my God. Morning, he sounds like he's in the middle of Storm Brendan there. The wind is howling round him.
No, I'm on the M50. Oh,
right.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse than being in Storm Brendan.
Well, you sound like you're moving, Brendan. There's fierce wind noise coming in from somewhere.
It's probably just you know, when you're down in the deep end of it.
The deep end.
That's traffic noise we're hearing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's exactly, yeah.
How was your weekend, Fred? Did you have a good one?
Boy, I watched a load of Columbo yesterday. Brilliant.
Hey, oh, Columbo. My wife loves you.
You're on Jim's side there. Fred, $2,000 is at stake. What do you think it is?
I think it's Lionel Richie, Running in the Night.
Okay, running in the night.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Or even Running with the Night.
Yeah, Fred, unfortunately, it is not right. So, lads, we just have to check who's on the other line and see if we can give this money away today.
Oh dear, my God. Did you hear the groan from even
yeah,
Fred?
Yeah, even Fred was like,
you
ah,
could feel
here.
Fred's pain there hearing
can't
that phone
yeah.
from Mike. Listen, Fred, best of luck with the old traffic.
Thank you.
Take
see
care.
You, Fred,
cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, so Nicole Murphy is hopefully somewhere quite a little less noisy in Limerick, maybe. Hiya, Nicole.
Hey guys, how
are
you doing?
Ah,
oh, good.
Pleasure to talk to you. How are you, Nicole? How was your weekend?
Not too bad. Nice and quiet now after the mad Christmas. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think we're all in the middle of recovery now, aren't we? I think isn't next Monday Blue Monday?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
I think next Monday is officially Blue Monday. So when we're all starting, so we.
Well, we prefer payday and such, though.
So. Yeah, we still need a payday, and we've all hit rock, but we've all given up on that New Year's resolution nonsense and all. You know yourself. But Nicole, you know, we'd love to give you a few quid. €2,000, Nicole, what is it?
Pretenders, 2,000 miles.
Right.
Oh, 1,000 miles.
No, 2,000 miles.
2,000 miles.
Yeah.
What song?
Many miles do you want to go?
I'm just going to go for two.
Yeah, we're only going... It's
hey,
two.
It's double Money Monday.
That's what I'm saying. It's 2,000 miles.
It's really very hard to keep up with all the miles in the songs, PJ. Anyway, don't get me wrong. It's a good guess, but it's not right, unfortunately.
Oh, God, I wish you stopped singing in the middle of that.
Oh, dear.
Do you get that?
Sorry,
do you get
that?
Do you get it?
We get it all
yeah,
right,
yeah. It was just painfully so. Right, Nicole, have a good day. Thanks for having a play. Keep at it.
See
okay?
you, Nicole. Thanks
Cheers,
a minute.
Bye-bye. That was a very...
As in, don't get me wrong. Like, it was a good guess, like. But
yeah.
they had a song called Don't Get Me Wrong, and I sang it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got it.
Everybody got it, yeah.
Nobody
enjoyed it.
It was
the attempt at singing it. Yeah.
I thought it was actually quite good. One of my better ones.
Yeah. Sometimes I just wonder if he's even in the room at all. That's all I'm saying.
When he loses himself in song.
And sometimes I think it's like sabotage. Like he's trying to just get out of doing puns altogether. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just makes him more determined.
Hoping we'll force him to stop or something.
Yeah. I'd love to stop. I hate doing them.
Yep. Not going to happen.
No.
I'll never sing again.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Your public humiliation, Michael, is way too entertaining for this kind of stuff.
Two more singing puns tomorrow, please.
Fergal Sharkey, bit of Guaranteed Irish to start us off at, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing this. As we prepare for the arrival of Storm Brendan's
Storm
right about
Brendan.
Now what's supposed to be hitting most of the country, isn't it? Or beginning at least.
Yeah, Belmullet, Kerry, Donegal have all been hit pre-8 a.m. That's all begun. Winds of 111 kilometres an hour recorded already off Belmullet.
Ooh.
So it's on its way. Orange alert. Orange alert!
By the way, if anything is kind of affected where you are on your, whatever you're up to today, whether it's on your travels or otherwise, around your neck of the woods, if there's anything, rather than just kind of update us by dropping us a text, maybe give us a little, you know, so we can get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, put a little voice message onto the WhatsApp, the voice facility on the WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
So just record a little message, let us know what it's like, if it started to hit where you are, and get that into us on 087-188-0008. But of course,
Orange Alert!
The storms won't be the only thing affecting you on Irish roads, you know.
No, the Department of Transport are coming out all guns blazing. Why, I don't know, because they're only shooting themselves, but they're doing it. They've commissioned a new report, and this new report says that a fifth, it's quite high when you think about it, a fifth of the nation's regional roads need major repairs. Some almost to be rebuilt altogether. So the new report, it shows that 19% or over 13,000 kilometres of road are in a pretty bad nick. Now, the report also has them... Says the roads are recorded as being... This is how they break it down, right? When you think about it this way, right? They broke it down into... Some of them have extremely poor ride quality, very significant structural weaknesses, extremely poor visual conditions, right? So they were analysed on the basis of general conditions like skid resistance, roughness, rut depth, and surface texture. Sounds to me like we're testing a cake, doesn't it? Sounds like the Great British Bake Off or something
when
you put
unusual,
it like that.
It's an unusual, combination of...
So they've done all of this, right?
Surface and, texture.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, the roughness now. Not just about right.
Yeah.
But the surface texture of the icing now was absolutely sublime. It's weird. It just... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a strange way of putting it. So, like, on roughness now, regarded as rye quality, Donegal had the worst. Mayo, not good. Cork County, Clare, and Cork City in there as well, not great. In structural
condition. And these are all secondary roads. Is that what it is? The A roads or something, isn't it? Or are they
roads with R on them. So,
or,
you know, the. It's not like you have the M roads, which are motorways, you have the N roads, which are national roads. And then you have the ORs, so the regional OR roads.
Right,
it's
okay.
Those ones, yeah. So Mayo, Donegal, Tipperary and Cork County, again, the worst conditions when it comes to structural condition. Regional roads, the best structural condition. Dublin are in there now. People are going to be mad at that because they just say, of course, they are sucking up all their money as usual. Galway and Cork were only 1% on the poor to very poor as far as structural. How could they have it in two? I don't understand. I tell you one thing, if I was from Cork, I wouldn't be a bit happy. Because in the worst 10 counties,
right,
Cork features twice.
Ouch.
Yeah, so Cork City and Cork County, both in there as being not in the best of shape.
Yeah.
Not in the best of shape.
Some of the roads around Airway at the moment are shocking.
Yeah, but sure, nobody uses roads up where you live.
Well,
like, you don't need a road to be bounding across the hills and dales and unicorns, you know?
Yeah. But it's bad. But it is bad. I'll tell you something. There's
Wicklow in it, actually.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised it's not mentioned.
It is mentioned. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fifth worst.
There you go.
I'm not
the least bit surprised by that at all. Because some of the roads around our neck of the woods are absolutely shocking.
Yeah, Cork County still won. Worse than you.
Wow.
There you go, yeah.
And the old potholes, I mean, I know they're not specifically mentioned. I don't know what category that comes
structural
under.
Structural conditions. So they'll be right in there. So that does show. So it's a big thing. The potholes of Ireland are outraged. There's still way too many of them. Like, we're talking a fifth of Irish roads can suffer from this. It's pretty bad, like.
Yeah.
So there's potholes out there. And we know, we saw videos last year of lads having a bath in potholes.
Yeah.
We've seen potholes so big, there was a bunch of people sitting down eating dinners in them. You know?
Sitting down eating dinner in.
Yeah, and
that's a sinkhole, man. That's a much bigger problem.
I know, yeah. And then there was the potholes where somebody got so annoyed with them not being fixed. Remember, they went around spray painting willies around them. So that the council would finally do something, because it was the vulgar pictures.
Yeah.
Maybe the vulgar pictures would actually bring them out.
I mean, and it's dangerous stuff. I mean, we're not talking like just, you know, a little bit of a puddle. You're talking like stuff, axle breakers, you know what I mean? You're talking about stuff that really does damage to wheels, rims and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it actually does damage to your car. Two new tyres to put in my car later on today. Great to look forward to that now. That's really what I wanted to happen on the week. I'm getting turf down me gaff. Absolutely brilliant.
At least your car will be comfortable when you're living in
least,
it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we decided that we would go in search of Ireland's worst pothole.
The pothole. We're focusing on the pothole. Do you know why? Because we want to visit it. We want
Absolutely.
To be there. People have travelled across America.
What was the name of that thing in Father Ted?
The rock, the relic.
Yeah.
Oh, the relic.
Yeah. So we want to visit Ireland's greatest, in the worst possible sense, pothole.
We want to know where it is. People have travelled across America to see the biggest ball of twine.
They've
travelled across to see the whatever it is, all this nonsense. We want to visit Ireland's biggest or worst, most dangerous pothole.
Absolutely. So if you think it's on your route, right? Now, obviously, you're not necessarily going to be able to get a chance to stop, take a photograph and everything and send it. But you never know. If it is a somewhat, you know, rural route and it's not too busy, maybe you would get a chance to do something like that.
So if you do, that's perfect. You only have it safe and all that. We know there's a storm.
Take a photograph while you're inside it. Yeah, there could be people seeking shelter in potholes.
Didn't your mate tell you there was a pothole so bad you'd have to turn your lights on going into it? Isn't that what he said?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what we're in search of. Literally Ireland's greatest pothole. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you think you know one that qualifies. It's 19 minutes past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 13th of January. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Storm Brendan, of course, making its presence felt. We did say that if you wanted to give us a little update from wherever you are around the country, whatever's going on for you, then all you got to do is, rather than just drop us the text, right, if you want to get the emotion of it all,
Yeah.
Into the, you know, let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Put a little voice message on WhatsApp and lash it into us. 087-188-0008. We've got a couple of updates. This one's from Paul.
How are you, lads? Paul the trucker here. Just to let you know, it's getting pretty windy and wet down here, heading to Cork. Just to remind people, if they can, give high-sided vehicles and buses a bit more space, because we're kind of getting blown all over the shop. Have a good one, boys. Take a handy. Ireland, your leg! Ireland, your leg!
See what you've started.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. Orange alert.
And it's true about the high-sided vehicles as well. Wind is their worst nightmare.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, no, that's a good point, in fairness to him. See? This is turning into a public service network this morning, lads.
Brilliant.
While we're flying here.
Anthony, of course, is in Limerick.
Hi, PJ and Jim. Anthony Pickford here in Limerick. Very stormy here this morning. Storm Brendan is on the way and he's here in Limerick. Have a good day, guys, from Anthony in Limerick.
You too, go. Anthony. And once again, orange alert! Orange alert!
So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to drop us a little voice update on what Storm Brendan is doing in your neck of the woods. Yeah, Shania Twain, man, I feel like a woman, just 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that on this day that Storm Brendan is starting to make its presence
puffing
felt.
Puffing. Yeah.
A little bit. We had an update from Greg where it doesn't seem too bad.
How are you, lads? Jurassic Greg here on the motorway between Ballinasloe and Athlone. In Athlone at the minute, there isn't enough wind to fly a kite or flicker a candle. But we know it's in the post. It's all green here for the minute. Good luck, lads.
There you go. So not too bad where Greg is. Not so good for Laura, I think.
So hey, guys, just to let everyone know, if you're taking the Nina to Limerick motorway, just be very, very careful. It is fairly windy. It is dicey. It's hard to keep your car steady.
There you go. Cheers, Laura. So if you want to let us know, wherever you are, whatever sort of effect Storm Brendan seems to be having in your neck of the woods, get on the old voice message on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, and give us an update. Now, you know the way sometimes things come together that make strange bedfellows, right?
They're very true.
For example, you know, very shortly will be the start of Chinese New Year. I don't know the exact date of when it starts, right? But I know the festival runs from the 24th of January, the Dublin Chinese New Year Festival, right,
yeah,
for this year.
Yeah, when is that again?
So, well, the actual festival starts on the 24th of January, but I don't know when Chinese New Year actually begins.
I haven't a clue,
could probably look that up.
But fact, anyway. And we only just got the vouchers, or not the vouchers, the things for it.
Yeah.
The programmes for the festival, that's what I'm trying to say.
Anyway, so what has that got to do with, as you can hear in the background, the Young Offenders theme?
Yeah, well,
this is a strange combination.
This is a very strange and unexpected combination, because Young Offenders has now gone huge in China. Believe it or not, the Young Offenders has gone huge in China. So this, the Cork-based show, does they have their version of Netflix, right?
Right.
Whatever, because you know the
who,
internet
Cork
is a very... No! No, you flippin' flipper. They have a very different internet experience in China, because a lot of the sites that are over here are banned in China, so they have their own versions of social networks.
Yeah.
And stuff. So they have their own version of Netflix. It's called, I don't know how to say it, but it's lowercase I, capital Q, lowercase I, capital Y, lowercase I. So I don't know how you would say that.
Lumen,
heck. It really is, whatever. But there's 100 million subscribers on it, which is quite a sizable amount of people. And now Young Offenders has been on that, and the streaming of it all over China has gone sort of, I suppose, viral, for want of a better word, but loads of people are watching it in China. So
that's mad. And has it been dubbed, or what's the story? How is it?
Well, no, I presume it's subtitled. And there's so many, there's millions of people living in China, of course, who are expats, you know.
Of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
one
yeah,
Cork lad, he's living in Beijing, and he's had a slightly surreal experience. He ran into this diehard Young Offenders fan. So he was in this nightclub, and he met this fella, a Chinese guy called DJ Vincent Von Rock was his DJ name.
Wow.
Chinese fella. And he said, hey, he grabbed him, he heard he was Irish or whatever, grabbed him and goes, hey, are you from Cork? And he says, yeah, I am. And he goes, wow, I love the Young Offenders, and started doing impressions of Conor and Jock to this lad from Cork.
Oh, my God.
And he said, since then, it's been this ongoing thing. He didn't know it was uploaded.
Do we know, is it the movie? Do we know, is it the series?
I assume it's the movie, because the series, I think, is still very much under the protection of the BBC at the moment.
Ah, right, okay.
So I assume it must be the movie. But it's gone, yeah, mega viral.
That's
so
hilarious.
Even if a small proportion of people on this site, IKEA, whatever it's called, is watching it, you're still talking about tens of millions of people. So
that's incredible.
So unbelievably, Cork has now taken on China. Fair play to Cork. I tell you something, they
cultural and who'd have thought that that Conor and Jock have become cultural ambassadors.
For Cork, for Ireland,
And the beauty of it is, of course, now all over China, you are known as that slightly unusually haired drug dealer.
Are you Welsh, yeah?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's the movie...
Oh, what am I talking about? Yeah, Ray. Yeah. I'm Ray, the drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah. Goes around shooting people with nail guns.
I never thought about it. I just got my characters mixed up. How did I get it mixed up? I'm literally in it.
I think that says it all, buddy.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, so all this week it is your chance to win a 7-night summer break for a family of six, no less, to Trebolgan Village. Trebolgan Holiday Village, great family holiday, of course. Trebolgan.com if you want to check it out for yourself. They're also throwing in family passes to the brand new Trebolgan High Ropes course as well. But the good news is that even if you don't win our main prize at the end of the week, every day, just for getting on and playing, you're going to win yourself a family day pass to Trebolgan for two adults and three children. Of course, it's located there in East Cork. Great value holidays. Easter and summer breaks now selling out fast. And actually, I need to ask you about this, PJ, because it says here Trebolgan have a fantastic free entertainment lineup this season, including everyone's favourite superheroes, PJ Masks Live.
Oh, yeah.
Are you moonlighting?
Well, I don't know if this is actually me. I think this is something even more juvenile than I am, believe
wow.
it or not.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
I know.
Anyway, you can check it out for yourself. Just as I say, for getting on to play, because we have prizes every day this week. So who's going to play, PJ?
So it is going to be Sharon Mulhall, who's playing this morning. She's in Galway this morning. How are you, Sharon?
How are you? How's things?
All good. How are you?
A grand now. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you all right, yeah.
You're Why, just is Storm Brendan hitting yet?
I know. I'm having a storm day off from work.
You're having a storm day off, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
As in you just took it, or you were told to take it?
No, the boss rang last night and said we have to take the day off because of the storm.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh my God. Why do we never end up with bosses like that?
I know.
Like, are you, Jim gets made stay the night in work. That's literally true. They say if there's a storm coming, Jim has to stay here the night before, yeah. So count yourself lucky, Sharon. Anyway, I just go home and then hopefully I can't get in the morning.
That's a little bit of good news for you, Sharon. Let's add to the good news, because just for getting on and playing with us, we're going to give you that family day pass to Trebolgan for two adults and three children. So that's yours anyway, okay?
That's brilliant.
Which is good news. And then, of course, who knows?
I have loads of children to bring with me. Loads of children.
Loads of children. Fantastic. Right, well, listen, 60 seconds to try and get the big prize. You ready to do it?
Yes, I'll try, yeah.
Best of luck, here we go.
Played by Bill Murray, what was Phil Connor's occupation in Groundhog Day?
A betting fella.
He was a weatherman. What M is a place where coins are made?
Mint.
Yeah, in 1986, the film Crocodile Dundee, what was the title character's first name?
Pass.
Mick Dundee, what G is the State Police Force of Ireland?
Garda.
What was Garda. Ace Ventura's profession according to the title of 1994 film?
Yeah,
which city is the capital of Belgium?
Brussels.
Which series of movies had the robot C-3PO and R2-D2?
Star Wars.
Yeah, what does the MI and MI5 stand for?
Mission Impossible.
Military intelligence. What name is given to an American 10-cent piece?
Say that again?
An American 10-cent is called what?
Dime.
In which sport are the terms full toss, Yorker and Beamer used?
Baseball.
It's cricket. What was the first animal in outer space? Was it a monkey or a dog?
Monkey.
It was a dog.
Oh, it was a dog.
Dog. Some tricky ones there, that's for sure.
Yeah, some tough ones. But how did you do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers all the same, Sharon. So, not too bad.
At least I still get to go to Trebolgan anyway.
Yeah, you're a winner. That's it. You
exactly.
You've won already just for playing. So, fair play. Well done.
Have a good day, Sharon. Take care of yourself.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Enjoy
See
the
you,
day.
Bye bye
now. There you go. Sharon Mulhall in Galway, first winner on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Picks
Double
up
winner
the,
today.
Family pass.
It's a storm day off and a family pass. So she's laughing. She
That's
has it all.
That's some going, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
In advance.
I know, yeah. Don't come in tomorrow. Things might not be great. Oh, jeepers. As
this
opposed to Jim,
show.
You're not allowed to go home today because things might not be great tomorrow.
Very true. Right, so listen, if you want to be a winner with us this week, it is all with thanks to Trebalgan Holiday Village. We've a big prize of a 7-night summer break for a family of 6. But of course, prizes every day just for playing on the Breakfast Table quiz this week. And we'll do it same time tomorrow.